Hey, good morning. This is Celtic Dawn. We're here with Joanne. My name is DJ Dan, and I'm here with Dennis. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for being with us.
That was I Love It by DRAM. He's a local artist from back in my hometown in Maryland, Virginia area. I'm on air with my buddy Dan Weinstein on, is it mic 3?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on? We're really excited about having our own radio show coming up. Our trainer right now is fantastic. We're trying to learn the ropes currently, and we're gonna be playing some Velvet Underground. This is like one of my favorite songs, so this is Who Loves the Sun.
Who loves the sun? Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? sun. Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
Thank you. Okay.
Good. I like the show. I'm a long-time listener, Joanne. I love Celtic Dawn.
Right. And we love it, too.
Where's all the Celtic music going?
Oh, we're going to play some more here after you've... Dennis has had a chance to run the board.
All right, sounds great.
Okay?
Okay.
So what you have to do is, once he's off there...
Oh, excellent.
Thank you.
Hey. Hello. I can't hear anything. Am I on? Yeah. Hi.
Do you have the right headphones?
Hi, so that was God Bless the Child by Sonny Rollins. Before that, we had Come on Eileen by Dexy's Midnight Runners. We had Who Loves the Sun by the Velvet Underground, some Janet Jackson before that. Next is going to be some Blue and Green. Here we go. Thank you.
morning. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny one so true, I love you.
Sarah, we're trying to roll 2 hours of training, which is supposed to be separated by a week to come back with it, to one whole week so our folks can take their shows. We know this isn't the sort of music that you're used to hearing on Celtic Dawn, but we make allowances, right? Yeah, we do. So back to a regular feature, which is our perpetual almanac of folklore by Charles Kightley, our calendrical information. And yesterday was Mothering Sunday in the UK, which means we're halfway to Easter. March 6th, take good care of your loot, especially in damp weather. March the 7th, do not despise the young stinging nettles now beginning to appear, for they have many uses, not least of which is to make a nettle beer. And if you want to know what the recipe is for that, you can email us on Facebook and we will be happy to give it to you. Just look for Celtic Dawn on WMFO or Between the Worlds, which is actually what we're into now on the second hour of our show, and we'll be happy to give you the recipe. And what are they good for? Well, William Coles's Adam in Eden says nettle tops are usually boiled in pottage in the springtime to consume the phlegmatic superfluities in the body of man. In other words, a general cleanse. And one of our DJs was just lamenting that he seemed to be a little stopped up today. that the coldness and moistness of the winter hath left behind. And it is said that if the juice of the roots of nettles be mixed with ale and beer and given to one that is suspected to have lost her maidenhead, if it remain with her, she is a maid, but if she spew it forth, she is not. Well, that's what they believed in 1657. I'm not quite sure that that would hold up today. March the 8th, sow garden herbs and water them, but hope for a dry, dusty month to benefit the crops. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, and March and in April from morning to night, and sowing and setting good housewives delight to have in a garden or other like plot to physic their house or to furnish their pot. March the 9th, exercise and divert yourself by dancing, but be careful. Dancing or saltation is both a pleasant and a profitable art, which confers and preserves health. It is proper to youth, agreeable to the old, and suitable for all, provided fitness of time and place are observed. And that comes from the Orchiographstie of 1588. March the 10th was actually the latest possible date for Ash Wednesday, but those of you who are observant this year will have noted that Ash Wednesday came in the beginning of February, hence the very early Easter date at the end of March. That's what they mean by movable feasts. March the 12th is St. Gregory's Day. St. Gregory the Great, who died on this day in 604, was the pope who sent St. Augustine to convert the Anglo-Saxons. According to Bede, he was moved to this action by an encounter in the Roman slave market with some fair-haired English captives. On being told that they were Angles, he replied, "Not Angles, but angels." And on hearing that they came from Deira in Northumbria, he retorted that he would save them from the wrath. De ira in Latin of God. And finally, when informed that their king's name was Ella, the relentless ecclesiastical punster rejoined that Christian alleluias would soon be heard in their land. And people thought that monks had no sense of humor, I tell you. So, Mothering Sunday, what the heck is that all about? On Mothering Sunday, also called Mid-Lent Sunday, is the fourth Sunday in Lent when the epistle refers to Jerusalem, the mother of us all. And for that reason, it's probably been the traditional celebration. In this country, we observe Mother's Day, excuse me, as the second week. We usually in May, and then Father's Day becomes the third Sunday in June. March the 14th, blue, purple periwinkle and yellow lesser celandine now flowering. And that is the end of things. I'm going to ask Dennis to play us another tune, just a short one, and then we'll be closing out with Sharon Knight and Winter's new album, Portals. Ready?
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of of you. Comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Oh, oh, Georgia, Georgia, no peace, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my
mind. I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my
because Sharon is a friend of mine, and I know she would certainly be happy to have some airplay, I have to go over a couple of more things with my trainees. So we will just leave it playing for a bit. But first, since we never actually did a PSA in the second part of the show, we'll do that.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Every chipped china cheeks grow crimson and warm. I come in love above the head. In mine I come alive in yours. The chipped china cheeks grow crimson.
You brought them to me.